平安。Today's passage is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 16 to 22.
第三章是十六节到二十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 16 to 22. I'll read in English. 看华语的你们也可以看 PowerPoint. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 16. And I saw something else under the sun.In the place of judgment, wickedness was there. In the place of justice, wickedness was there. I said to myself, God will bring judgment both to the righteous and the wicked. For there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. I also said to myself, for the humans, God tests them, so that they may see that they are like the animals. Surely the fate of human beings is like the animals.The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so dies the other. Both have the same breath. Humans have no advantage over animals. Everything is meaningless. All goes to the same place, all come from the dust, and to dust all return. Who knows if the human spirit will rise upward and if the spirit of the animal will go down to the earth? And I saw there is nothing better for a man to enjoy their work.Because that is their lot. For who can bring them to see what will happen after them? Now, a while ago, there was this Korean drama that was incredibly popular.
前一阵子有一个非常受欢迎的韩剧。
Do I need to tell you, actually? Do you know what is this Korean drama that's so popular?
应该猜得到吧。
It's called Descendants of the Sun.
太阳的后裔。
Now there was something that interesting that happened.
有非常有趣的事情发生。
The writer of the drama is this lady called Kim Eun-suk.
这个编剧，这个电视剧的编剧叫做金英素。
And during the drama, as the drama played on, the script has already been written already, so everything has been filmed, everything is done.
他所写的时候，这个他其实已经写好了剧本了，在播的时候。
But as the drama was playing, she began to hear some rumors that was going on.
就在个电视剧在播的时候，她开始听到一些有关于这电视剧的传闻。
So in an interview, she had to clarify.
在一个访问之中，她需要澄清。
She said that, I've heard that some people say that actually the whole thing, the whole what is going on in the drama, everything is just a dream.
她说到，她听到人们说，整个韩剧呢，就好像一场梦一样。
She said that if that is how I actually ended the drama,
她说如果这是我如何结束这个韩剧的话，电视剧的话
，then I will have to migrate to another country.
我就必须移民到别的国家。
Because I won't be able to live in Korea.
因为我将不能够在韩国生活。
Now she said this because she knows that there will be a strong backlash that would definitely happen if she end the drama in this way.
他这样说是因为，如果有这样的结局的话，他将会遇到那些负面的回响。
You must understand that this drama was incredibly popular.
这个电视剧是非常非常的受欢迎。
She said that I will be scolded by the viewers I've been scolded by the viewers in the past regarding my endings.
他以前曾经被因为他结局而被许多剧迷责骂。
So she had to make a clarification to say that, oh, I won't be making the same mistake again.
所以她需要出来澄清，说她不会再犯同样的错误。
Now I find this story quite amusing.
我发现这个故事非常的有趣。
Because there's actually this sense of entitlement that actually came from the fans.
因为有这样的那个剧迷有这种那个占有欲。
What they're saying is that, you know, they feel so invested in the drama. I've watched so many episodes. I feel so invested that I deserve a satisfactory ending.
因为剧迷觉得他们自己这么样子的投入，他们应该得到一个完美的结局。
Now, so I thought, well, is that reasonable? Can the fans demand this?
剧迷这样的要求是不是合理的？
Where does this sense of entitlement coming from?
这种占有欲源自哪里？
It also got me thinking about this human mentality towards the desire for happy endings.
这也让我去思想人类对那个完美结局的那个心态。
I believe this desire for happy endings, whether it is in dramas or in books that we read, is reflective of our yearnings towards happy endings for ourselves.
我相信我们对电视剧或者对书本 有一个完美的结局，是反映了我们对自己生活里完美结局的那个渴望。
And so this is what I wonder.
这是我觉得好奇的。
Do we have the same expectations or perspective towards our own lives, towards real life itself?
我们对我们自己的现实生活是否有同样的观点或者要求呢？
I believe if we search inside our hearts, I believe so.
我相信会有的。
You may think that, oh, you deserve to see justice in life.
你可能会觉得你理该看到那个在生活中有公义。
You feel that you deserve to be rewarded for your efforts.
你觉得你的努力是应该有回报的。
You feel that at the end of the day,
你觉得到了最后，
if in your life story, you have been a so-called the good character,
如果你在你生命的故事里是那个所谓的那个好的角色，
then you deserve a good ending.
那你应该有一个好的结局。
But sometimes life just doesn't work that way.
但是不常常是这样子。
To quote Clint Eastwood filmed this movie called Unforgiven.
要引用那个 Clint Eastwood 在那个电影《杀无赦》。
And interesting. Okay, so there was this character. He says that, you know, I got kids and everything. I don't deserve this.
里面有说他有一个角色说，我有孩子，我不应该受到这些东西。
Then Clint Eastwood said, "Deserve got nothing to do with it."
然后 Clint Eastwood 就说到，理该和这些东西没有相关。
Kidding. All right. Anyway, so now, what you may observe in life.
你在生活中所观察到的
，What you may personally gain from life，
以及在你生活中所得到的
，may not be correlated to any so-called deserving or undeserving。
未必和任何那种理该或者不理该的有挂钩。
And in our passage today, it says that you know I saw this thing under the sun is happening。
在我们今天的经节里，我们看到我又看见日光之下。
And in the place of judgment, there should be judgment there. But what I saw was wickedness.
在审判之处有奸恶。
In the place of justice, that should have been justice. It should be happening there. But he says, well, wickedness was there.
在公义之处也有奸恶。
So there is something definitely wrong with what we are observing in this world.
这个世界肯定是有非常不对劲的东西。
But it is there.Plainly, it is there.
但是很明显的就摆在我们眼前。
It is part and parcel of the life that we observe. That is the reality.
它是现实生活的一部分。
The same preacher who just in the previous passage said that, you know, God has made everything beautiful in its time.
传道者在之前的那个经节说到，神造万物各按其时成为美好。
But this is the same preacher who observed all this blatant injustice of life.
也同样的传道者也观察到生命中的那些不公义。
And so you might think, wow, this is obviously two contradictory statements.
这里好像有两个完全矛盾的那个陈述。
But I want to say this thing. I feel that we should not be too much of a hurry to just to, you know, insist on reconciling them.
我认为我们不用急于去解释他们。
Let's be, you know, I'm afraid somebody will try to explain, say, oh, since God made everything beautiful in this time, so all these injustices, they must be beautiful as well.
我担心有些人会解释到，神所创造的都是美好的，所以所有的不公义也是美好的。
Please don't ever do that.
千万不要这样做。
In our passage today, what the preacher is doing is just to assemble all his various talks.Thoughts on this topic of injustices.
在我们今天的经节里，我们看到传道者对那个所有的不公义这个课题，有了他的自己的想法。
And all these topics related to injustice, all these are further related from his earlier topic about God's timing.
这些进一步的与他先前所提到的那个上帝的时间表的课题上有挂钩。
And all he's doing is just really to just put them all together so that we may ponder over this.The tensions between these statements.
他把这个两个陈述放在一起，所以我们就可以细细的咀嚼这两个陈述之间的那个张力。
And that is what we will be doing today.
这是我们今天要做的。
Just to put all these statements together to think about them and let this, you know, tension really wrestle within us.
思考这些陈述，并让他那个张力在我们内心里挣扎。
And the first thing we will do is let's just face the facts of life.
我们先从面对生活开始。
There are places where we expect justice. We expect judgment to be served. There are some places that we must allow us that.
有些地方我们认定公义会存在。
This is especially so in the courts.
特别是法庭。
But it is these places, even in the courts, that injustice do happen, not just in the past, but even today.
就像过去一样，现在在法庭里有没有看到不公义？
You might think that, oh, it's because, you know, maybe corruption is happening in some country. Sometimes it doesn't even have anything to do with corruption.
有时候它完全不牵涉到任何的贿赂。
Now, recently you may have heard of this case called the Stanford rape case.
你可能听过对那个最近发生的那个史丹福大学的那个强奸案。
Now, this student, his name is Brock Turner.
这个学生 Brock Turner.
And he's supposed to face 14 years because he was convicted of 3 felonies. What he did was he raped a drunk, unconscious fellow student.
他因为涉及强奸罪的不省人事的同学而面临14年的那个徒刑。
That's the maximum, but the prosecutor was asking for 6 years.
那是最高的刑罚，但是控方只要求6年。
You must understand that he is guilty. There's no doubt about this.
你要清楚地明白他是有罪的。
But what he got was 6 months. 6 months in jail and 3 years of probation.
但是他最后的判决是只是六个月的监那个坐监，还有缓刑三年。
You might be thinking, what? I mean, surely there must be a very good reason for this.
你会认为肯定是有一个很好很好的理由才会这么这样子轻判。
And this is the reason that the judge gave.
这就是法官所给的理由。
He says that he has intentionally given him much, much less because a harsher sentence would have a severe impact on him.
那法官说到，他故意轻判，因为一个更严厉的判决将有非常严重，对那个学生来说有非常严重的后果。
It turns out that because this Brock Turner, he's a star swimmer that could make it into the Olympics.
因为这个 Brock Turner 他是一个游泳健将，他有可能会参加奥运会。
Whether it is his father or his lawyers, they all paint this picture of this very nice boy, blue-eyed boy. He's a talented athlete that has a bright future. Better not affect him too much.
就他父亲和那个律师把他描绘成一个白皮肤、金头发、很有运动才华、有非常光明前途的一个学生。
And so this light sentencing led to this.Mass outrage in America.
这个轻判在美国引起了公愤。
Even our own, Singapore law ministers criticized what was going on in the court processes.
就连我国的那个律政部长也批评了那个审法庭那个进程。
So saying that even in the courts or what's happening at the police station, the victim was subject to harsh interrogations.
在法庭里，在警察局里，那个受害者饱受侮辱。
And so Mr. Shanmugam said that, cases like this actually diminish confidence in the whole, judicial legal system as a whole.
那个 Shanmugam 说到这种案件会削弱了那个公众对刑事司法体系的那个信心。
He said he was reading what's happening with this young woman, the victim's account, and she was subjected to a highly offensive line of questions.
他读了这个年轻女子的那个他的那个诉说，他说他在法庭里遭受到很非常具有侮辱性的那个审讯。
And he said that the sentence of 6 months in jail, he says that borders even on the absurd.
他说到他认为这个只判六个月监禁是已经是处在那个荒谬的边缘了。
So as the preacher observed, and something that we must face as a fact of life.That in the place of judgment, there was wickedness.
就像传道者所观察到的，在审判之处有奸恶。
In the place of justice, wickedness was there.
在公义之处也有奸恶。
And so today, I want to really talk about this topic of injustice.
我今天想谈这个不公义这个课题。
Because this is one of the observations made by the preacher that sometimes life just doesn't work out the way it should be.
因为这是传道者所的观察。就是现实生活和我们的想象常常有一段距离。
Injustice can come in the form of, the serious one, the unfair court system.
不公义可以非常严重的形式出现，就好像不公平的司法制度。
It can happen as you know racial prejudice or gender inequality.
种族歧视或者是男女不平等。
But injustice can also be something very personal to you and I.
也可以非常个人的。
It could be you know maybe an you feel you have an unfair boss. Maybe is you feel there's gossip about you or let's say favoritism that happens in the family.
就好像不公平的老板关于你的那些谣言或者是家庭里的那些偏心。
Life doesn't work out the way we feel it should be.
生活我们所想象的有差距。
And this is why I started the sermon with this reflection on happy endings.
这就是为什么我的讲到以完美的结局为开始。
Maybe we have this theology in our mind.
或者我们有这个神学在我们的脑海里。
Maybe we think thatWell, if God is the script writer to my life,
如果上帝是我们的编剧
then he, you know, God should have written the script in this way.
他应该这样这样这样写
Oh, I've invested into my life for so long.
我投入我大部分的生命
God, I deserve a good ending to this episode that is happening.
我理该有一个美满的结局
For all the efforts that I have put into it,
我所有的努力
I deserve.To have something, you know, to result in something fruitful.
我理该得到那个成果。
Maybe this is why injustice feels so upsetting to us.
这就是为什么那些不公义让我们觉得非常的不安。
You feel that if God is writing the script, then it should not be like this.
你觉得如果是上帝在写这个剧本的话，这些事不应该会发生。
And so this is why I need to make this clear.
我需要说清楚。
Run, sisters.That is only a fantasy.
那只是幻想。
You have to come back to reality and just read the Bible, for example.
要回到现实，群读圣经。
The Bible does not describe God as a scriptwriter and we as mere actors. No.
圣经没有说到上帝是那个编剧，或者我们是那个演员。
At least I'm not Song Joong Ki.
至少他是小辉牧师，而不是金素金银素啊。
Never mind. Okay.But if you just read the Bible, just as plainly as it is,
如果你就这样读圣经的话
the Bible describes God as just walking with us.
它描述上帝与我们同行
It is a dynamic and interactive relationship.
是一个灵活互动的关系
Yes, God may be very powerful.
上帝大有能力
But we still have to co-create this journey together with this journey ahead together with Him.
但是我们还是要和他一起共创我们前面的这个旅程。
Now today I intend for this sermon to be very application based.
今天我要把这个讲道是以非常运用的方式来呈现。
If you have heard my sermon often, I don't usually do this.
我通常不这样做。
But why does it? I feel today I have to just make it really plain and application based.
为什么我今天要这样做呢？
Because I feel that as a society, we seem to be, you know, angrier and angrier.
因为我觉得作为一个社区，我们是一个社会，我们好像越来越那个生气，越来越愤怒。
We look everywhere and we feel everything is unfair.
我们到处看，我们都觉得什么都是不公平。
And in the world, it's reflected in many things that's happening now.
在这世界上，我们看到反映出这些的不公平。
Whether it is, you know, in UK, is Brexit that's happening.
在英国那个脱欧
or whether is you know the recent happenings in France
在法国最近刚发生的事情
many people are acting out from their anger and say this is how I'll deal with all these things
很多人因为他们的愤怒而做出了反应
so for us how do we handle injustice?
我们应该如何去处理这些的不公义呢
？If we say that we are, you know, walking with God, co-creating in our lives, what is our role in this co-creative process？
我们在这个和上帝一起共创的这个过程中，应该是扮演些什么的角色呢
？So first, I like to say, well, I have to state the obvious.
首先我必须把那些很明显的东西说出来。
The obvious is that just because the worldIs unjust. It doesn't mean, therefore, you can be unjust.
那就是世界有不公义，并不代表你也可以不公义。
That's one thing, unfortunately, you don't really have a choice. You have to live in righteousness. That's the obvious.
你必须有公义在你的生命里。
Even in your retaliation against injustice, you cannot be unjust.
甚至在你的对抗中，你也不可以不公正。
You cannot return like for like.
你不能以牙还牙。
If the even if, let's say for example, the injustice has to do with, you know, people lying about you, for example.
如果那不公义是指啊，有人跟你说谎。
It doesn't mean therefore that you can lie and repay.
这不意味着你可以说谎。
It doesn't mean that, for example, you can gossip about the person in return.
也不意味着你可以造谣来做那个回报。
This is what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4.
这是保罗在以弗所书第四章说到的。
He says that you were taught regarding your former life, way of life to just really put off your old self, which has been corrupted by deceitful desires.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Instead, what you must do is you must make new in the attitudes of your minds.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
To put on this new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
并要穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理和仁义的圣洁。
And then he talks about speech.
他也说到语言。
He says, therefore, each one of you must put off falsehood.And instead, speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body.
你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Then his advice in verse 26, and it is a quote. He says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry."
他在第二十六节劝勉说，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
And do not give the devil a foothold.
也不可给魔鬼留地步。
And this last part, you know, in your anger, do not sin. That is crucial.
这最后一部分啊，说到这个生气却不要犯罪是非常重要的。
And that is my second advice.
这是我第二个建议。
In your anger, do not sin.
生气却不要犯罪。
Now this line, in your anger, do not sin. It is actually a quote, and Paul was quoting from Psalm 4.
这其实是保罗引用了诗篇第四篇。
It is a, and if you read Psalm 4.It is a very good reminder to tell us that yes, there is injustice, and because of that, we will be angry.
当你读了诗篇第四篇，你会被提醒到，当有不公正的时候，我们会感到愤怒。
But in order to be angry, but yet not to sin, he says that if you have a complaint, well, complain to God.
但为了不犯罪，你可以跟上帝抱怨。
And so in Psalm 4, he does complain to God.
说在第诗篇第四篇里，他的确的向上帝抱怨。
He says, "Answer me when I call you."
在我呼求的时候，求你应允我。
Call to, answer me, my righteous God.
显我唯一的神啊。
He says, "You know, give me relief from my distress."
求你怜悯我。
Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
听我的祷告。
And you say.You might say, Pastor.
你可能会说啊，牧师。
I've prayed Psalm 4.
我已经用诗篇第四篇来祷告了。
But I'm still very angry.
我还是很生气。
Well, if Psalm 4 is not enough, then you double it. You use Psalm 44.
如果第四篇不够的话，你就用你双管齐下，你再用四十四篇。
It's a bit stronger.
更加重。
He says, Awake, Lord, why are you sleeping?
主啊，求你睡醒。
Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever.
求你兴起，不要永远丢弃我们。
You know, do you see what is going on? He says, why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression?
你为何掩面不顾我们所遭的苦难和所受的欺压？
So many of the Psalms, they are lament Psalms like this that appeal to God in their misery.
许多诗篇都是在受苦时呼求上帝的那些感叹诗篇。
And so if you feel angry about injustice, then you use Psalm 4.
如果你感到愤怒的话，你用诗篇第四篇。
If you are still angry, then Psalm 44.
如果你还是生气的话，就用第四十四篇。
You say, Pastor, what if I'm still angry?
但是如果你问到牧师，要是我还是很生气的话呢
？Then you have to write your own Psalm 444.
那你得自己写你自己的第四百四十四篇。
Ecclesiastes also say this. He says, I said to myself, God will bring to judgment both the righteous and the wicked.For there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed.
十七节说到，我心里说，神必审判义人和恶人，因为在那里各样事物，一切工作都有定时。
This is another thought that the preacher has lumped up with the previous thought.
这是另外一个想法，那个传道者把这个想法和之前的想法结合在一起。
Now you may interpret this statement to say, since God will do everything, well, then God will do all the necessary judging that's going on. All we have to do, maybe we just sit back and say, God, it's your show, just do it. Anything, just wait for God to act.
你可能会把这句话解释成，反正上帝都会处理的，我们就坐下来看好戏吧。
But I don't think that's the right way I would reflect on this.
但我不认为这是正确的。
My interpretation that this statement of faith actually makes us all the more active when we are going to deal with injustice.
我对这个经节的解释是，这些经节应该使我们在处理不公义的时候更加的积极。
It actually makes us more active. That is telling us that we can be active against injustice, whether it's to, you know, speak up for the powerless.
他告诉我们，我们在面对不公义的时候，要更积极的为那些无助的人伸冤。
You know, if you remember the prayer just now from Sister Li Ying.
如果你记得刚才丽颖所的祷告。
You know that we can be fighting for fairness, or simply just, you know, supporting and praying for all the welfare organizations that is doing good.
我们可以为公正那个斗争，或者是支持公益机构为他们祷告。
Now I feel that we can be active in doing that because now we know, we have God who is fighting alongside with us.
我认为我们可以积极的那样做，因为我们知道上帝跟我们一起战斗。
We can think of all the prophets in the Old Testament who had spoken out against injustice.
我们可以想到在旧约里那些先知在为不公正而站出来说话。
And you can see what happened in the end. Judgment eventually came upon the wicked.
到了最后，审判临到那些恶人。
And so this is my third advice to you.
这是我的第三个建议。
Be active against injustice.
要积极的反对那些不公义。
And we must learn to trust in God's timing.
并学会信靠上帝的时间表。
Finally, the topic, the preacher also mentions death.
最后，传道者还提到了死亡。
He says, "All will go to the same place. All that come from dust, and to dust all will return."
他说到都归一处，都是出于尘土，也都归于尘土。
Now you might wonder on this topic of injustice, why suddenly on it gives this thing. Why is death mentioned in this topic?
你可能会觉得奇怪，为什么在这个不公义的课题里会提到那死亡
？And specifically, it says that we do not know what will happen after death.
而且特别的指出，我们并不知道我们死后会发生什么事。
I think that death is mentioned here to give us really some proper perspective in our pursuit of justice.
我想在这里要提到死亡，是为了要给我们在伸张正义时一些正确的观点。
That in our pursuit of justice, we need to have this perspective, and that is the perspective of human limitations.
就是人的局限的观点。
It is right for us to be fighting for justice.
为正义而战是正确的。
But at the same time, we must be very, very careful.
但同时我们也必须非常的小心。
Because we can be blinded in our pursuit.
因为我们可能在我们的追逐过程中迷失了方向。
In this pursuit of justice, it is very easy for us to be consumed by vengeance.
我们可能会被那个仇恨所吞噬。
And when it does that, it can easily override all other concerns.
它很容易的凌驾其他的问题。
It can override other concerns because, for example, what is our means to achieve this, or what about all the collateral damages that may happen?
比如我们所选择的那个方法。或者所会间接造成的那个破坏。
In our pursuit for righteousness, we can easily become self-righteous.
在我们追求正义的过程中，我们可能会成为自以为是。
And we might think that only my fairness is the right fairness for all.
我的公平是那个对大家来说就是那个最对的公平。
But justice is not everything.
但是公义不是高于一切。
Justice doesn't even belong to us.
它甚至不属于我们。
And there is a fact that we must face.
我们必须面对一个事实。
Whether it is good whether a person is evil,
不管这个人是好是坏，
and in this fight, whether you win or you lose,
无论你在这个斗争中你是赢或者你是输，
there is this thing that all of us eventually must meet our maker.
我们都最终必须面对那个造物主。
And what this is saying is justice belongs to God.
也就是说公义是属于上帝的。
So what does it mean for us, therefore, to think in this way, to have this perspective?
有这个观点对我们来是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to look at justice with death as a human limitation?
把正义和死亡为人类的局限挂钩，代表了什么呢？
It means, firstly, evil will never have final victory.
它代表恶者永远不会有最终的胜利。
Sometimes in our fight against injustice, we may feel disheartened.
有时候在我们的斗争中，我们会觉得气馁。
You know, but death here reminds us that justice will definitely come in God's timing.
但是在这里，死亡提醒我们，公义会跟着随着上帝的时间表而来。
On the other hand, having this limitation of death,
另一方面，这个死亡的那个局限。
It also reminds us that vengeance, that is not a reward.
它也提醒我们，复仇不是奖赏。
Vengeance is not a gain.
它不是那成效。
You just in a span of time, you will gain nothing from vengeance.
在随着时间，你不会从复仇中得到些什么成效。
And so, therefore, why it makes you reflect and say.Then why are you pursuing justice?
它让我们想到为什么我们要追求那个正义。
We pursue justice for the blessing of others.
你是为了别人的祝福而追求正义。
If you pursue justice for your own, if it's about personal satisfaction, then be reminded that it will just be like chasing after the wind.
如果是为了自我满足，就会好像那个捕风。
And even if you win, you get your vengeance. You feel that, I get what is fair. That victory will feel very empty on your deathbed.
就算你最后得到胜利，在你临终的时候，你会觉得很空虚。
So in life, you are reminded that, yes, we must do what is right.
所以在生命中，我们常常被提醒到，该做正确的事。
And we have to, yes, we have to make things right.
我们也必须把事情做好。
But here is a reminder that we must leave the final judgment to God.
但是这里是提醒我们说，我们要把最终的审判留给上帝。
I have one more application.
我有最后的一个应用的方法。
And the preacher reminds us that I saw that there is nothing better for a person than to enjoy their work because it is their lot.
传道者再次提醒我们说。故此我见人莫强如在他经营的事工上喜乐，因为这是他的份。
Very interesting. In the midst of talking about injustice, the preacher said, reminds us about this.
很有趣的，在这讨论的这个不公义之中，他提醒我们这一点。
He says that we can still enjoy life even in the midst in the reality of injustice.
他说我们可以在不公义之中仍然享受生活。
In the midst of fighting to fix what is wrong with our lives, we can still be enjoying our lives.
在把事情做好的这个过程中，我们还可以继续享受我们的生活。
I think this is a very good reminder, especially in this, you know, very angry world these days.
我觉得这在是现在这个非常充满了愤怒的社会里，是一个对很好的提醒。
Sadly, for many of us, we continually postpone our happiness. Yes.
可悲的是，我们有很多人，不断的延期我们的那延后我们的那个喜乐。
We keep postponing our happiness, and this is not something that I think we consciously do or say, oh, we must put our happiness behind. But this is not something that we consciously do.
我相信这不是我们想要做的。
But what's happening is that we keep convincing ourselves that, oh, someday I will be happy.
因为我们不断地去说服自己，总有一天我会有那喜乐。
And this is especially true in our pursuit for fairness and justice.
我们在追求正义的那个过程，这更是如此。
Some of us may think that we can only be happy only when everything is fair.
有些人可能会认为只有在一切都是平等的时候我们才会有那喜乐。
Oh, we can only be happy when everything is right and in order.
当一切都是正常一切都是有规律的时候才会有那喜乐。
For example, maybe in your workplace, you are thinking to yourself, only when this is a fair system, only when this is a fair working environment, then I can be happy working here.
例如在你的工作场所，你会认为只有一个公平的制度或者公平的工作环境才会有喜乐。
But brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们
，there will always be something that is wrong.
总是会有一些毛病的。
There is always something unfair that we feel we need to fix, we need to resolve.
总是会有一些不公平需要我们让我们觉得我们需要去修补。
But meanwhile, life moves on.
但同时呢，生活继续的下去。
Life keeps moving forward.
生活不断的继续。
And so there is this truth.
有这个现实。
And the truth is that there is no better time.Than to be happy right now.
就是没有比现在更好的时候来喜乐。
There is no so-called the way to happiness. Only when I do all this, then I can be happy.
没有所谓的喜乐的方法，得到喜乐的方法。
Happiness is the way.
喜乐就是那个方式。
We have a choice to live, to fix everything, to be happy, to do what we do now, enjoy.
我们有那个选择，如何的得到那喜乐
？So, brothers and sisters, injustice, as we can see and observe, it is a part and parcel of our lives.
兄弟姐妹们，我们可以看到不公义是我们生活的一部分。
And so, this is why I feel we all of us need to just deal with them, know how to look at them, and this is why I've put so much applications for today.
这就是为什么我。今天在我的讲道里穿插了许多的运用的方法。
Now we are a society of consumers.
我们现在是一个消费者的社会。
We think to ourselves, customer is always right, okay? Why am I treated this way?
我们总是觉得顾客永远是对的。
And this world is, we are full of internet warriors.
我们在这世界充满了那个网际网络的躲在荧光幕后面的这些勇士壮士。
We feel we have to make our point, make our say, so that we show how right we are.
我们总是要把我们的论点提出来，让全世界都知道我们是如何的对。
Everything else is not right in our eyes.
全世界什么东西都是不对的。
Now it is true that we can make things better.
是的，我们可以让事情更好。
We can do things better for others. Yes, we can do that.
我们可以让别人的过得更加的好。
But I hope that as we ponder through and let all these different statements, struggle within us.
我希望在让我们在这些不同的那个陈述中，在我们内心里挣扎。
I hope that eventually all this will help to make you, live well.
我希望能够帮助到你如何的更加好好的生活。
To learn to trust in God.
学习如何的信靠上帝。
At the same time, to be reminded of what it is that truly matters.
同时被提醒。什么才是真正值得我们关注的
？And most of all, to really live a happy life right now.
最重要的是，在这个时候过一个有喜乐的生命。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, indeed, you are the faithful and righteous God. And as your people, we entrust our lives to you to live and work alongside you.Lord, teach us to live a life of wisdom. And as we observe everything that is going on, with wisdom, we know how to live, how to respond. All this we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.